Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Cannot wait till it's Monday on the Tuesday show with Ted and CJ. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Cannot wait till it's Monday on the Tuesday show with Ted and CJ. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Cannot wait till it's Monday on the Tuesday show with Tim and CJ. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Cannot wait till it's Monday on the Tuesday show with Tim and CJ.
Yeah, always be recording. That's the that's the MO.
ABR, as they don't say, but
as we say, it's our saying.
Yeah, always be recording.
Yeah, always be recording.
Yeah,
you never know what gold is going to emerge just from having a recording subtly in the background.
Yeah, you also never know what kind of sort of career-ending. Things you could end up saying, but thankfully, hang on, I've got just 1 second.
Okay,
just moving my Greg's bag out of the way. yeah.
I need to turn the volume down a bit. There we go. Yeah, it comes with its own volume control and everything, so I'm like, I don't have to fart around with any of this.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, how's it going? Welcome to the Tuesday show. On a Friday night, not live.
Welcome, not live. Yeah, we're coming to you not live, not on Friday, but actually, you're watching this on Friday. Well, you might not be actually.
Well, I hope they are because
you could be watching any time. But yes,
well,
ideally,
actually, no, there is that. Yeah,
ideally, you're watching this on Friday at around about 11 o'clock on the 4th, on the 6th of September, 2024.
2024.
Yeah. Are you listening then? Get in the comments. I've got a question. Is there chat? Is there chat? Get in the chat.
So let me just briefly explain it for everyone who doesn't understand what's going on right now. So I'm not actually here. I am not at home. I am in Liverpool.
Who said that then?
On a stag weekend. Exactly, yeah. It is now the future. Friday night, I'm actually in Liverpool on a stag weekend.
Yeah. Face deep in a lap dancer, perhaps.
Probably not. No, okay. not my style, not my speed. No. But anyway, so we are coming to you via the medium of the Premiere. And the Premiere is a really great tool for YouTubers who want to, you know, get some audience engagement and actually be able to interact without really going live. So it's all pre-recorded, all preset. But then when you do the Premiere, it acts like it's a live feed, and there's a live chat in it as well. So you and I mean, from Liverpool, I will probably be watching and chatting along with the chatters. So get chatting, everybody.
Yeah.
Get chatting.
We might be in the chat there right now, slagging ourselves off.
Yes.
Yes.
You just read my mind. You know exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah. What's he prattling on about? How long did that explanation take? Blah, 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 blah.
Far too long.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
So anyway, welcome to the chat.
Welcome.
And welcome to you. And welcome to me also in the chat.
Yes. Hello, everyone in the chat, including ourselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's your... So you're going to a stag do.
Yeah. No, I'm at a stag do right now.
Well, yes, yeah, you are, but only in the future.
See, yes, now, I'm going to a stag do in Liverpool,
of
all places to go.
Yeah.
I've never been to Liverpool before. I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, city of culture or capital of culture or whatever it is they call themselves.
Yep.
I'm just terrified that I'm going to come out of the hotel on Sunday morning and my car won't have any wheels. Yeah, and that's a genuine fear.
Yeah,
because I've never been there. I've only got what I've seen and read and heard about to go on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm just terrified that I'm going to have no wheels on my car when I yeah. when I leave the hotel on Sunday.
Well, having been to Liverpool on numerous occasions, I can perhaps put your mind at rest that I have never gone back to my car and found the wheels missing.
I thought you say, I'll put your mind at rest and tell you that I've never been back.
I've never been back to the car and found the wheels missing. I've been back to the car and found the whole car missing. That has happened.
Okay.
But then I think that's part and parcel of visiting Liverpool.
I mean, let's be honest though. It's kind of part and parcel of visiting anywhere, especially in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, I could walk out my front door and my car be gone. That's just the world we live in now. Yeah. It's just terrible, really.
Yeah.
That's also why I have cameras. In case someone does decide to try and steal my car, I'll catch them on camera.
Well, then they'll get the opportunity to steal your cameras as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for cloud servers and cloud storage. You know, so even if they steal the cameras, I've still got the footage.
Yeah.
So thank goodness.
Yeah. So what's your... stag do.
Mm.
Are you a fan of stag do's?
I've only ever been to one.
Mm-hmm.
That was my brother's stag do. And it was much more subdued than what I think a traditional was. I say traditional, a 21st century stag do is actually like. So we went paintballing, we went out for a meal, and that was it. Done.
Yeah.
End of stag do. It was great. I loved it. Yeah. This one is a whole weekend. We'd go in some kind of dirt racing or something.
Is that a euphemism?
Dirt drifting. You tell me. So these are people that I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
I only know a couple of the people that are going.
Yeah.
The rest of them I do not. So I don't know what they're like. And that gives me anxiety as is. You know, that gives me enough anxiety to start with. But yeah, I don't know. It could be anything. Literally, so we've got a group chat set up on WhatsApp and everyone's messaging and they're all talking about the terrible things they're going to do to the stag. And, you know, and then like, so we got an itinerary come out today with like the activities for, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And in one of it, there was a bit in there about strip club and get pissed. I was just like, nope. I won't go. I won't do that. Literally, as soon as the words strip club comes out of someone's mouth, I'm gone. I'm out. I'm back to the hotel.
Why?
It's not my thing. I don't objectify women. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go to a place where that is the sole purpose of it. You know, okay, I get it. They choose to work there, mostly. Yeah. It's the career path they've chosen. It's just not for me. I don't want to be there.
Mm.
I'll be really uncomfortable, really unhappy. And I'll just bring the mood down for everybody. So, you know what? I'll just remove myself from the scenario. I'll go back to the hotel, watch some YouTube, you know, maybe some porn. I don't know.
So, that's your entire point just completely destroyed.
That was the point of me saying it.
Yeah.
For the comedy value, Ted.
Yes, so, the comedy value.
Congratulations for keeping up. No, like I said, it's just not my speed. I don't judge anyone that wants to do that kind of thing. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Go for it. It's just not my speed. I'd rather not do it, so I won't.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a grown-ass 38-year-old man. If I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite straightforward. Mm-hmm. So we've got that. We'd go in paintballing on the Saturday, which we have to drive through a safari park to get to.
Okay.
Which I'm like, what? Who has a paintball in place in the middle of a safari park? But obviously, I guess it's all fenced off anyway. But
yeah.
I don't imagine the tigers will be too happy with having paintball shot at them.
This would be in Knowsley, would it?
Probably. I think that sounds familiar. That sounds about right. So they're all talking about, cabs will cost like 30 quid per person if we take cabs. I'm like, well, why don't we just drive?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, and then went on the website and they're like, oh, you've got to drive through the park to get there. And I went, as long as we don't go through the monkey enclosure, I'm good. Because those fuckers just destroy shit. Literally, I went to Longleat. God, must have been 20 years ago. Longleat Safari Park down the south in the UK. We went through the monkey bit and those fuckers destroyed my car.
Yeah.
You know, they ripped the aerial off, ripped off my rear wiper. There was like rubber seal bits that went down the roof for the roof rack. They ripped all that out, and I was like, great. My girlfriend at the time was like, that was amazing. I was like, for you?
Yeah, not so much for the car.
Not for me or the car, because now I've got to spend money fixing it.
I can tell you're still bitter about it.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but literally from that day, I was like, I will never drive through a monkey enclosure again, ever. Because it's not worth it. You know, they're like children. They just break shit. So I said to the stag party, I was like, as long as you don't have to drive through the monkey enclosure, I've got no problem driving up there. Mm. I'll take some, you know, I'll throw a couple of people in my car if they need space. Just, you know, bring a change of clothes, because if you've got paint on you, you're not getting in my car.
Yeah.
So, but apparently we're good for the monkey enclosure thing. That's not a problem.
Thankfully. Excellent.
Then dinner and drinks, and because that's the other bit. I don't drink a lot these days. I don't need to drink a lot these days. So I'll, you know, hang out for a few hours. I'll have a couple of drinks. But as soon as people start getting ridiculous and getting drunk again, I'll just be like, all right, I'll see you guys in the morning. Mm. See you at breakfast. Mm. So Friday night, you know, they're probably going to want to get hammered or whatever. But breakfast is like 8:30, because we've got to be at the paintball in place by 9:30.
Right, okay.
So breakfast has got to be early. So I'm going to be there like, morning, everyone, being all chipper and annoying. And they're all going to be hungover.
As possible.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Not so much on the Sunday. So the Sunday is like, well, there's nothing planned. It's just breakfast whenever, check out by midday, and we're good to go. So, but I'll literally be like, well, I'll just get up at 8 and we'll get up at 7, have my shower. You know, pack my shit. Mm-hmm. You know, have breakfast. You know, PUFO.
Yeah,
And that'll be me, and I'll be gone. Yeah. So I feel like, having described all of this, I'm going to be a real drag this weekend.
It does sound like it.
I'm going to be such a fucking drag.
But who knows? Maybe you'll be a bit more into the spirit of things. Goodness knows what you're up to by the time that this is actually going out.
Exactly. Well, my prediction is, I'll be sat in my hotel room watching this on my phone.
Yeah.
And interacting in the chat. So
yeah.
CJ, if you are watching, write the word bananas in the chat.
Wow, that's weird. It's like we're talking to ourselves in the future.
Yeah. So that's my weekend.
And I'll probably put something in the chat like, haha, yes, I knew I was going to say that.
See, but now you said that, you can't write that.
No, I can't.
No, because you just said it.
Or can I?
Well, maybe you can. Later on.
Yeah.
When everyone's forgotten, that's what you said.
So.
What's your weekend plans?
What my weekend? I don't know what my weekend plans are. That's even less interesting than being the party pooper who goes away as soon as the women start taking their clothes off. I don't know. I just don't think. I think you get to a certain age and the raucous, the crazy, the mad nights out, certainly the sort of thing that sounds like sheer hell rather than something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. I always think this about New Year's Eve.
Yep, New Year's Eve parties are the same. I don't go out.
Yeah. I've not gone out for many years on a New Year's Eve. It's just built up too much. Totally. It's always going to be a disappointment.
I was going to say, it's literally the same thing every year, and it's always disappointing. Everyone has this mass. I mean, maybe that's just me and my mentality around things like that anyway, but I'm just like, okay, it's just another day.
Yep.
You know, but everyone goes, "Hey, New Year, happy New Year, new me," all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the point.
Yeah. I think probably one of the best nights out I've had, and this, I think this tends to be the case, was started with a, you know, sort of early lunch, and then it's just evolved that way. I think when you start planning this and go, oh yeah, it's going to be a crazy night, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to have loads of beers and whatnot. You're sort of either done and dusted early, or you're not, and you wish you were. Yeah. We should never started.
I feel like there was a real turning point on New Year's celebrations when establishments started charging for entry just because it's New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they're going to be busy.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's to limit the number of people that go in or just because they know it's going to be busy and they want to make an extra buck, whatever. But I'm like, why do I want to pay 10 quid on the door and then still pay ridiculous prices at the bar?
Yeah.
The amount of money I'm going to spend just on getting in and the first round, I can just buy a 24-pack from Tesco and sit on my own. Or, you know, invite friends to my house if I really want to and just be like, hey, let's celebrate here.
Yeah.
This is much better, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose. I guess it gives them an idea of how many people they're going to get. Because if you sold tickets, then at least you know where you're kind of at.
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know. I think places are busy, but like weirdly, you know, there'll be plenty of people that see in the new year at home, or you know, I'd rather have their own parties and things like that.
I used to just go around to a friend's house on New Year's, and you know, we wouldn't even drink. It would just be coffee. We just drink coffee and smoke. This back when I smoked cigarettes in the garden, and that was pretty much it.
No, well, you won't be able to do that.
Play rock band or Guitar Hero or whatever it is.
You won't be able to do that in the garden of the pub soon.
No, right?
No.
Banning smoking in pub gardens. What a ridiculous concept.
Yeah.
that's so stupid.
Yeah, I think banning it inside is one thing. When you start banning it outside, I don't know. That's just a little bit crazy to my mind.
You're not allowed to smoke in the beer garden, which means everyone's going to go out the front and just smoke in the street and leave their cigarette ends all over the floor.
Yeah.
That's literally what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, come on, Starmer, what are you up to?
Places are always going to look so untidy as well. Because they always did. I mean, in terms of like office blocks and hospitals and things like that, they look untidy because you've just got people hanging around outside, you know, smoking.
Yep.
Rather than inside a, you know, designated smoking area or courtyard or something.
Yeah.
But I think hospitals actually is worse because you drive past on the main road and you've just got gaggles of people standing there smoking.
Oh, they're all rather just than, smoking,
they're just
yeah.
being a shelter somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If they just have a shelter somewhere on the grounds, and the grounds are normally big on most hospitals, they could have that. But so it's just dragging more people out into the street.
Yeah, it's literally, I mean, hospitals, yeah, they just go, no smoking on hospital property at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going, not our problem now.
Yeah.
It's the council's problem. They're going to have to clean it up off the street rather than us having to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than, like you say, the sensible thing of, well, just set up a bus shelter somewhere and, you know, that's your smoking area.
Yeah, because otherwise the next thing that happens is those sorts of places end up getting complaints from people saying, "Oh, I see your staff looking very scruffy, standing outside smoking." And then they'll say, "Oh, by the way, we don't want people standing outside smoking." Like, where on earth are they supposed to go?
Yeah, where do you want them to go?
Yeah.
Well, what the government wants is for everyone to quit. That's what the government wants. But I think they don't really realise the impact that everyone quitting smoking would actually have on the economy.
Yeah.
Not that I'm an expert, not that I'm an economist or anything, but
no.
I'm pretty sure with the number of people that still smoke in the UK and the number of taxes and levies that are put on tobacco, the government would suffer heavily if everyone quit smoking. But that's also why I think they're looking to put some taxes and levies on vaping now as well.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And I heard something about next year there's going to be some levies on vaping. I haven't looked into it. That's complete hearsay.
I don't think anything would surprise me right now. There's nothing that would shock me at all.
Yeah,
a ban on smoking outside doesn't shock me. It's you know exactly the sort of thing you would expect. But the thing is, it is actually a net benefit. So you know, effectively for the NHS, because actually there's more tax collected on the duty and whatnot from cigarettes than is actually spent on smoking related diseases now.
I'll take your word on that. Again, I don't have the data to back that up, but but again, like you say, the tax collected, that's money for the NHS. Yes, okay, the argument could be had that, you know, smokers are a strain on the NHS, but if everyone quit, they won't get rid of all the problems. Cancer is still a thing whether you smoke or not.
Well, absolutely. And a big and also a big strain on the taxpayer is also pensions.
Yeah.
So people are smoking you know, becoming disease ridden and dying earlier, that lessens the burden on the taxpayer.
Maybe so. Yeah. Maybe so.
Then again, you might be like me and think, well, actually, the real burden on the taxpayer is the government.
Yeah.
That actually they shouldn't be collecting anything like as much tax as they are.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, 100% agree with that.
Mm.
But funnily enough, they don't put as much tax and levies on alcohol. And no. I'd say that is more of a strain on the health service than smoking.
Could be. Yeah. Again, we're sat here with no statistics. We're no research was done in the making of the Tuesday show ever.
I'm just thinking about it from that perspective of, you know, drink drivers are still a problem. You know, always will be, etc. But it's not just the health service that is affected by that. That's all of the emergency services are affected by that.
Yep.
You know, the police, fire service, everything. It's just, you know, why not ban drinking? Yeah. I've never had to think about how I'm going to get home by having one cigarette too many. You know, I've never been involved in a bar fight because I smoked the wrong brand of cigarette. Yeah, whatever. But anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Rant over.
Rant. Have you been involved in a bar fight because you've drunk too much?
I've never been involved in a bar fight.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I've also never had to think about how I'm getting home because I've drank too much.
No.
Yeah, you know, I've been out and I've been drunk, but there's always been a plan of, you know, I'm either in a local hotel or I'm going to get a taxi home.
Yeah.
Or someone's going to come and get me. It's not like, it's not that spur of the moment. I've driven somewhere. Like when we used to go to the sports bar, I've never like driven to the sports bar and then gone, oh crap, I've actually had 4 or 5 pints. I now can't drive home. What the hell am I going to do? You know, it's always in my head about, I just know I'm not going to drink a lot. You know? And the same will apply this weekend too.
Yeah.
So if I do need to escape on Saturday night, I can.
Absolutely.
Because that might be that. Actually, now I've thought about that, that might even be part of the plan. Is I won't hang around for breakfast on Sunday morning. I'm literally, as soon as we're done on Saturday night, I'm just going to be like, all right, I'm just going to get in my car and go. So see ya. See you later. It's only a 2-hour drive home. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if I left there at like, you know, 10, 11 o'clock, you know, I'm still home in time to get a good night's sleep in my own bed because I don't sleep well out of my own bed, and still get up and be functional on Sunday and actually have a day to do stuff. Because I was thinking about this today, actually. I was like, well, because I've got to do the washing, you know, I've still got to clean the house. But if I'm not getting home until Sunday afternoon, none of that is going to get done.
Nobody is ever going to accuse you of being a party animal.
No, never. Like I say, I'm 38 years old. I'm literally like freaking Mel Gibson and Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon. I'm too old for this shit. Yeah, I don't want to do it anymore. I've been out and been drunk. I've gone to nightclubs. I've been to a strip club. You know, done it. Not interested anymore. What's the next thing? I just transport myself back to the 70s and go to a classic discotheque. That would be wicked. Anyway. And jump cut.
Definitely jump cut.
Let's have a break. Oh, look, we're back from our break.
And we're back, folks. I had nothing prepared.
That's okay. Neither did I.
No.
Oh.
Oh,
I don't know if it'll come out. I don't know if it'll come out on the video.
Giggity.
But yeah. There is a box behind me here.
Oh yeah. No, I can't. Well, I can't see
it. You can't see it here, but on the exported video you might see it because it'll be the full frame.
There is
a box. Sorry, everyone. There is a big box that includes an electronic drum kit.
Oh.
It arrived on Monday. And I was very excited, really excited. I got everything set up, got my cameras and tripods and everything set up. And I was like, I'm going to do this wicked unboxing thing. And it was going really well until I discovered that a load of the stuff is missing.
Oh.
Like, it's missing cymbals. It's missing the seat for the stool. It's got the tripod, but no seat to go on top of it. I was like,
how bizarre. Well, how uncomfortable, in fact.
Exactly. I was like, I'm not sitting on that. I'm scratching my head, and I was like, and I've emailed the supplier, the manufacturer, because I bought it direct from them because they were cheaper than Amazon. It was a back to school deal. Like, great. Nothing on the website about secondhand. Mm-hmm. Nothing on the website about things might be missing. But what I received was clearly someone else's return, someone else's RMA. And I'm like, I'm just so angry. I'm like, I'm hoping it's just a case of, you know, mixed boxes and someone just picked up the wrong box, you know, and shipped it to me when actually they should have sent me a brand new unit. Mm-hmm. But I'm still waiting for a reply. It's been 2 days. Fortunately, I bought it with PayPal. So if I don't get a response by Monday next week, I will be contacting PayPal and saying, hey, they sent me a load of trash. I want my money back. Mm. And let them deal with it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
No, because I've emailed them.
That's a shame, isn't it?
I mean, I was so angry.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get angry about many things, if at all. That made me so angry.
Yeah.
I was like, and I think part of it was because I was like, well, my video's ruined now. I'm literally, like, you know, throwing everything in the air going, fuck this shit. It's all ruined.
Did you video that, though?
I did, yeah. I was literally looking at the camera going, that's really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm going to have to contact Donna, the manufacturer, to try and sort this out. So let's see what happens. You know, now, like I say, wait and see what happens.
Well, if nothing else, it's content.
Well, that's it. I've still got all the footage. So actually, like, as we speak, on my other screen here, I am transferring footage from my cameras onto the hard drives on my computer so I can start working on it on Sunday.
Excellent.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You could also include in that the footage of you telling the story right here and now on the podcast.
I could, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I could just be like, and if this wasn't enough for you, go check out this episode or this live stream or this premiere from the Tuesday show where I rant about the exact same thing. Oh, that'd be funny. Yeah. So, I was just really annoyed by that.
Mm.
That really made me angry because I'm like, okay, I get it. I've got it on a discount. You know, it was like £160 off. Well, no, £130 off the full price.
Yeah.
But I was like, I didn't expect then to have something arrive with £130 less of the equipment.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that doesn't represent a bargain, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And like I said, there's nothing on the website to say that it's, you know, reconditioned or secondhand or anything like that. So that annoyed me. I was just like, well, I'm assuming I'm buying brand new. You know, there was nothing on here to tell me it's not new. At which point I was like, and in my email that I sent to them, I said, you know, if I wanted secondhand, I'd have gone onto Facebook Marketplace or I'd have gone onto eBay.
Mm.
You know, the fact is I didn't. I came to you as the manufacturer of a brand new unit. See what they come back with, if anything. Because again, it's made me think, well, depending on how they resolve it, and a lot of this is all kind of riding on how they resolve it. Because if they go, oh yeah, it is just a secondhand unit, that's all we've got, you know, we'll ship out the missing parts, I'll just be like, you know what, don't bother, I'll send this back, give me my money back, and I'll go onto Facebook Marketplace and get the drum set that, you know, is better than that one for the same price that I paid for that.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I'll do. Because that was really what I was toying with. I was looking at this one that I've got. It's a Donna DED 200. The other one I wanted was, it's called an Alesis Nitro Max. And it's got some extra bits on it that this one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, but again, me being the snob that I am, I was like, I don't want secondhand. Or, you know, I'd rather have a brand new, you know, thinking about the content as well. I'm like, if I can get a brand new unit, that looks better for the content and all that kind of stuff. But no, I'm just like, I'll send that back and see if that other drum set's available secondhand, and I'll just pick that up instead. Works for me.
Yeah. We should have said, you know, you should have said to them, look, you know, this is my unboxing video.
Yeah.
Don't you realize how many subscribers I've got? And when they say no, how many? You just say, well, that's for me to know and you to find out, isn't it?
I'll literally be like, that's irrelevant. It just, that doesn't matter what the principle of a thing is.
Yeah.
Because that channel's got zero subscribers right now. So yeah.
But it's, you know, 100% loyal fan base.
It's 100% loyal fan base.
Yeah.
Out of those zero. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it really all depends on what they come back with, because they may just go, you know what, shit, our problem or our fault, sorry, We'll ship you a new one. Because I've even said there, so their warehouse is in Wolverhampton, which is like an hour and a half from me.
Yeah.
I even put in there, I was like, I will happily come to Wolverhampton to make an exchange.
Mm.
If that helps smooth everything out, that'll save on shipping costs. Because I'm going to have to pay for the shipping on that thing to send it back. And that's about 50 quid worth of shipping.
Really?
Because it's a big, heavy box.
Right.
It's not going to be cheap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I will use that money and pay for fuel and come to your warehouse and do an exchange there if we can do that. Because then actually what I then get to do is open the box in front of them and make sure it is actually a brand new unit.
Hmm.
Like I say, it all depends on what they say. They may also just say, nope, that's it. You get what you're given. Be grateful for it. And you're like, nope, I'll have my money back. Thanks. And then I'll tell them to do one.
Yeah, that would be wholly inappropriate.
It really would.
Yep.
They
must replace it, surely.
Hopefully they will. Or, hopefully they'll be like, actually, buried deep within the T's and C's is a bit in there about we may send you a reconditioned unit, at which point I'll say, fine, but I still need the missing parts because I've paid for a specification of equipment and you haven't provided that.
Hmm.
I'll happily have the legal argument with them. I'm getting quite good at that. I do it a lot for work at the moment when like vendors and that start. No, just when vendors start being dicks and start quoting scripture from their contracts. I'm like, okay, well, you said that. I'm going to throw this bit from your contract at you instead then and say, this is what you need to be doing. But yeah. So, like I say, they may do that. What was the other bit I was going to say about it? I don't know. I can't remember. There was a third thing that I was thinking about. It doesn't matter. I've gone on too long about this, so move on. Everyone's in the chat like CJ's monologuing again.
Yeah.
I bet you I've already written that.
Yep.
I'll put money on to say I've already written shut the fuck up.
That's assuming I haven't already.
There's that too.
Yeah.
We should start doing that on the live. Just
telling each other to shut up.
Yeah, just like if someone starts monologuing, just get in the chat and just be like, will you just shut the fuck up? comedy.
Hmm. So what else is going on?
Pretty much it right now.
Eh?
That's pretty much it right now.
Okay.
Stagweed. Sorry, I was talking with a lung full of vape and it made my voice go weird.
Yeah.
As it does. Stag weekend, drum set. I bought a new desk. I've got a new desk for work now. Because my other one was too small and the motor stopped working because it's a sit-stand desk.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think it was the buttons that broke, but I was like, I couldn't find a replacement button switch thing for that very specific model of desk that was only available for a very short amount of time on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up having to buy a whole new desk. But it wouldn't go up. It wouldn't raise. It would go down, but not up.
Yeah.
So I was stuck in this perpetual level of, if I put it down, I can't put it back up, so I need to leave it here. I bought a new desk.
So basically what you ended up with was what everybody else calls a desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to move that. I haven't decided what to do with the old one yet.
How often do you stand with the standing desk?
A few times a day, for me.
Really?
Okay. I'm quite fidgety, You've probably seen it as we talk on here. I can't sit still. I'm always moving. Mm. And the same applies to work. I just can't sit still. So having a sit-stand desk is really advantageous that, if I'm getting a bit fidgety in the chair, I'll just stand up and raise the desk up and work on it. And it also means it's easier to pace around the room and not have to keep getting up and sitting down. And I'm just like, I'll just walk around and then I'm back at my desk.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just about to say something really stupid then.
No such thing.
Hang on. Hold my beer. So I was about to say, well, actually, you could have a chair that does the same thing. But then, of course, if you did that and you raised your desk and then raised your chair, you'd just be back at sitting again, but just higher up. But that would be handy if somebody came round to vacuum.
It really would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That really would. Instead of doing this weird lift your legs up thing.
Because that's never comfortable, is it? Just lifting your legs up straight. Yeah.
I mean, I've been known while I'm working, and sometimes when I'm sat here as well, to be sat cross-legged on the chair.
Yeah.
I am very strange when it comes to sitting.
Mm.
I can't sit in one position. I don't know why. I just can't sit in one position. Mm. I cannot stay still. I really struggle with it.
Yeah, I get... it doesn't take long for me to be. Do you know what always gets me actually is very often I'll sit and I'll think, oh God, I'm really uncomfortable. And I'm often at the end, after sitting down for a period of time, I try to get up and then I'm cursing my coccyx.
Yeah.
Occasionally I'll sit on a foot.
Yeah, instead. I'm doing that right now.
Yeah. Or do something like that. Where was I going with it? Oh, yes. So what is weird is sometimes you sit on the most basic chair, like one of those plastic chairs, and you could be there for ages and just...
Perfectly comfortable, yeah.
Perfectly comfortable. It doesn't occur to you. And then you can spend an absolute fortune on an all-singing, all-dancing chair and then end up with backache. What's that all about?
This doesn't give me backache, fortunately. Mm. But it's a very expensive chair. And it's that I still can't sit still.
Yeah.
I still have to move around. It's really odd. Yeah. Like, my office chair is... I liberated it from the office. They had fucking loads of spares. And I was I was gunning for the occupational health people to buy me one of these. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there going, this is the greatest chair I've ever had. It's amazing. But this is in a completely different room on a different floor, so I can't keep moving it back and forth. And I was really gunning for them to buy me one. And then my health and safety manager was like, we had a call while I was in an office, and he was like, what do you think to that chair? I was like, it's all right. I was like, I'm still in the same boat. I'm still moving around. It's still not perfect for me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, see, find out where they came from, and we'll see if we can buy you one of those. And I had a chat with the office manager, and he was like, I've got loads of them. He's like, if you just want to take one, just take one. I was like, okay, fine, thanks. Told the health and safety guy, and he was like, okay, just try all that for a little while. And I could see where he was going with it, and I was just like, you know what? This isn't worth the fight, and I've just completely messed my hair up. I was like, it's not worth the argument to keep gunning for a decent chair, a very expensive chair. So I was like, fine, whatever. I'll deal with that. But it's the same thing, exactly the same thing there. It's... I'll just keep fidgeting all the time. Like, they're sitting there going, make sure it's all set up correctly. And I've done the whole thing. So you've got the 90-degree angle on your knees. My feet are flat on the floor. My forearms rest on the armrests with the 90-degree angle at my elbows. I'm sat up straight. And I'm like, this is supposed to be the perfect seated position. But it is uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally after 5 minutes, I'm like, I can't sit like this. I just can't. Don't ask me why.
I mean, any position's not going to be perfect for forever, is it?
No.
You're bound to want to sort of shift around a little bit and move
That's
around.
What they say, though. It's, you have this position. I've literally just adjusted myself, so I'm now sat in that position. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it's all right for now, but it's not going to last for long.
Mm.
But it's supposed to be there that you can sit there for a long time like that.
Yeah.
For an hour or so, but I can't.
Yeah. Like earlier on this evening, I was watching my son doing football practice.
Oh yeah,
it's outside in the field and all that. And I can't standing is what makes my back hurt. So I just walk back and forth, up and down, like a linesman.
Yeah.
Hands
behind your back, clipboard.
No. No, but just, just strolling back and forth, and it just makes all the difference. Whereas standing actually gets to me after all.
Yeah.
Rather be on the move.
When it comes to gardening,
mm-hmm.
like, I think about gardening and my back starts hurting. Yeah. And then I actually get out there, and it's like, especially with the old strimmer, it's like I get out there with a strimmer, and by the time I've gone around the garden, after mowing it, my back, it hurts so much.
Yeah.
Well, it means your posture's wrong. No, it means I'm too tall, and no one makes a large strimmer for tall people.
Yep.
They're all the same fucking size, so I have to bend over to use it.
Yeah.
Same with lawnmowers. You can't buy lawnmowers for tall people.
Yeah. No, you have a dishwasher, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Her name's Betty. No, I'm kidding.
The funniest thing... not the funniest thing. What am I talking about? The worst... I find the worst thing for my back...
Washing dishes.
Is washing dishes.
Yeah, same for me. Because we're tall.
Yes. It's the wrong height.
Yeah, everything's the wrong height for us tall people. If you're average, you're fine. Because you can stand up straight and do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But for tall people, no, we have to bend over, and that's what hurts the back.
What really you need for doing the dishes is like a section of the community that are usually, on average, shorter than others. And I you know, answers on the postcard.
Yeah. That's it. It was fine when I was younger. When I was a kid, when I was growing up, and my parents made me do the dishes, it was fine. No problem. It's literally only as I've gotten to this height and I have to bend over to
what you need
get
to do
the sink.
Is get an adjustable, what do you call it? Adjustable standing sink.
I need a sit stand counter.
sink can go up and down. That would be possible actually, because you can get flexible flexible hose. Mess for you. Flexible hose for the water to leave the sink and to go up to the sink.
Yep.
It could be engineered.
It really could.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not a business opportunity there.
Do you know what? I feel like there is.
Mm. A sit, stand, sink.
Right. We've said this on the podcast.
Yep. You heard it here first, everyone.
You heard it here on Friday, the 6th of September. It's our idea.
2024.
Yeah.
Somewhere just before midnight.
Talking of devising things, and something reminded me of it. I think it was talking about the chairs and having a new chair. I thought of a joke.
Oh?
And it goes like this. I bought a new car. It's got all the bells and whistles. I just wanted it to have a horn.
That's a good one. I like it.
Needs polishing, but
that joke of the week.
Joke of the week.
I feel like you're gonna get a jingle together for that now just to put it on.
That joke of the week.
When I figure out how we can do that live, we'll do that live.
Yes.
It's probably easy. I just need to put some more effort into it.
Well, do you know what? The thing is, I was just about to say, oh, this is good, isn't it? Because we're not actually live, it means I can put the jingle in and I can put other bits and pieces in here, there and everywhere.
Yep. Don't do that, though, because you're
getting around to it.
Yeah, you're going to do so much work for yourself and then it won't be ready in time. And Don't over-engineer it.
It's the uncut version is what you're getting.
The Tuesday show, bigger, longer, and uncut.
Yeah, and I'll be watching this in the chat, probably now, saying yes, that's exactly how I am, thinking I did no work.
You're going to do some work.
Oh yeah, I'm going to do some work, of course.
Yeah, so we still need the wicked intro.
Yeah,
the Shipper 63's jingle that you made for us.
Yeah,
yeah,
and I'll be. I'm pleased to say that next week, next Friday, we'll be back.
We will.
And we will be live. If in the meantime you've got something you want to say, it might be about being in a monkey enclosure. It might be about washing up or having a bad back or a standing desk or something along those lines. You might have made up a joke. Let us know what it is. You can always DM me at Ted James Media, or you could DM CJ at CJ Brooks FM. And of course, you can email us at
CJ and Ted at thetuesdayshow.co.uk.
There we go. And so, until next time, goodbye.
Farewell.
So long.
Pray for me, everyone.